Hello, Stuart and Jodie here at Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. Welcome to this time of worship together. Let's commit this time to God's care. Let's pray. Father, we offer you our attention. We offer you our minds. We offer you our worship. We pray that you would meet with us, that you would speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jodie's going to come and do the reading, which is from Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 27. Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 27.
It's titled Present Suffering and Future Glory. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait patiently for it. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God.
Thank you, Jodie. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we pray that as we reflect upon these words, that you would speak a living word into our hearts. So send your Holy Spirit to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is easy to feel despairing when we look at climate change, and these COVID times are tough enough even without that. I think we all need a big dose of hope. But where do we get that from? Ultimately, our hope is in Christ. But what do we hope for? In verses 20 to 21, it says, "For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God." So the whole of creation is subjected in hope, waiting for its liberation. God's purpose is to set free, to liberate the whole of creation, including us humans within it. Sometimes we think of salvation in purely human terms, but God has a bigger cosmic purpose in mind. We see the groaning of the whole creation in verse 22. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. So we have the groaning, the pains of childbirth, the birth of a new creation. And the signs around us that we see are not the death throes of the earth, but its birth pangs into a new creation. And we ourselves are also part of that. We groan too in verse 23. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. So we share in that groaning, that birthing process. We wait for the redemption of our bodies, new resurrected bodies in a new creation. And we feel the groaning of the Spirit within us, longing for God's kingdom to come in all its fullness. We feel that tension between what's already happening and what's not yet, what is to come. And it's an uncomfortable place to exist. We have tasted God's presence, but we long, we yearn for the fullness of his presence in the new creation that is on its way. Verse 24 says, "For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is not seen is not hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have?" So we hope for the liberation of our bodies and for the whole body of God's creation, the universe. How and when this will happen, we do not know, but we long for it. Perhaps it will happen when Jesus comes again in glory. I do believe in it, but I find it hard to imagine what form it will take. But we wait in hope for it. We wait patiently. But that doesn't mean we sit back and do nothing. But we are waiting for God to come and to complete his purposes for us and for the whole of creation. As we wait, we are given the Spirit. The Spirit groans within us. Sometimes our prayers are just God's groanings within us. We don't even know what we're groaning for, but God is able to interpret and understand our groanings. In verse 27, it says, "And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God." God searches our hearts and knows the mind of the Spirit, even when all we can hear is groaning. I find this deeply comforting because in these tough times, I often don't know how to pray or what to pray for. But we can offer our groanings. We can offer our tears, our fears, our grief, our doubt, our confusion to God as a form of prayer. When we get down and discouraged, it's good to remind ourselves of the bigger picture, the bigger hope God has for the whole of creation. We are not destined to be wiped out by climate change, although we need to take it seriously. God has placed his hope in us. In Christ, we have peace with God, but he has also given us hope. In Romans 5, earlier in the chapter, verses 1 to 5, it says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace by which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." God's hope and God's love has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. This hope is not our private possession. We need to be prepared to share this hope, to give reasons for the hope that we hold. As 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." So we have the opportunity to share with others the reason for our hope. I don't feel particularly hopeful at the moment, but we need to remind ourselves of the hope that we have in Jesus. It's a personal hope, but it's one that includes a future for the whole of the universe. God's hope is bigger than we can even imagine. And we need to look to him for our hope. As it says in Ephesians 3, verse 20, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Ultimately, our hope is in God and what he will do. Father God, ultimately you are our hope. We place our hope in you. We have hope personally that you will redeem us, that you will raise us to life. And we have hope also for the creation, that you will set free the whole of your creation one day in that new creation. And we look forward to that with hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's move now into a time of intercessions as we come before God. Let us pray. Lord, we pray for our diaconate who meet this week as they look at the issues that we face and the challenges we face as a church. We pray that you will give them wisdom and discernment in their discussions together. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for all those who are struggling with health, both physical and mental at this time. We cannot name them online, but we name them in our hearts now to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the work of Toddlin. We pray for the leaders and helpers and the children and the parents and carers that come along to that. We pray that you would build up that work in the coming weeks. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we thank you for the work of the Boys Brigade and the Girls Brigade. We thank you for the girls and boys who've been coming and the new people who've been coming too. And we pray for the leaders and helpers, and we pray for their support and encouragement, that they will receive the helpers and the support that they need as the work continues to grow and to develop and to expand in different ways. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the moment's quiet, we bring our own needs and concerns to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we think of the many families who've been affected by the universal credit cuts, and we pray for those who are struggling with the rising price of food and gas and energy. We pray that they would receive the support that they need. We pray for those who people food banks and work to meet the needs of those who are struggling, that you will supply the resources that they need to. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we continue to pray for the COP26 climate change conference in Glasgow at the end of this month and the beginning of next month. We pray for the preparations for that. We pray for our government as they host it, that you will help them to make bold promises and to enact those promises. And we pray for ourselves, that you will help us to put pressure on our political leaders, and that you will help us to make the changes that we need to make in our own lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we continue to pray for the people of Afghanistan. We think of those killed in the suicide bomb attack in the mosque. We pray that you would comfort those that mourn. We do pray for stability for the new government there and for peace and for rebuilding and reconstruction after the conflict there. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we offer you these prayers and the prayers whispered in the silence of our hearts, and we join them together with the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. I'll close now with a blessing. May God, who is the ground of hope, fill you with all joy and peace as you lead the life of faith, until by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may overflow with hope, and the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. So thank you for joining with us, and see you next week online. Go well and God bless.